Pendengar sekalian, di Australia, 90% siswa berwarga negara Australia memenuhi syarat untuk meminta pinjaman untuk membayar studi mereka di universitas. Pemerintah federal mengelola sistem pinjaman yang berbeda-beda untuk membantu siswa dan biaya kuliah mereka. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Bagi mahasiswa, biaya untuk gelar sarjana yang ditempuh dalam 3 tahun menjadi sekitar $32,000 atau sampai $60,000 untuk bidang kedokteran. Andrew Norton, Direktur Program Pendidikan Tinggi di Grattan Institute, mengatakan universitas atau penyedia pendidikan tinggi menawarkan tempat bagi mahasiswa yang disubsidi oleh pemerintah, Commonwealth Supported Place atau CSP, dan juga tempat-tempat lain dengan membayar penuh uang kuliah.
So a Commonwealth supported place is a university place that is subsidized by the federal government, and those subsidies range from only about $2,000 for a law or business degree to more than $20,000 for medicine. But that means that this course is cheaper than a full fee course.
Bagi mahasiswa kewarganegaraan Australia, ada beberapa macam pinjaman Higher Education Loan Program atau HELP. Yang paling utama dipakai adalah HEX HELP, di mana siswa warga negara Australia dapat meminjam uang dari pemerintah untuk membayar pendidikan tinggi mereka. Andrew Norton mengatakan HEX HELP adalah pinjaman yang paling populer di Australia.
Virtually all undergraduates in Australian universities are eligible for HEX HELP, with sort of permanent residence being the only major exception. And of those who are eligible, about 90% take up their loan. So this is by far the most popular kind of loan. And if you're an undergraduate, it's pretty unlikely you will have any loan except that.
Para mahasiswa harus mengembalikan pinjaman itu setelah gaji mereka mencapai tingkatan tertentu.
It's an income contingent loan. So that means that at the moment, if you earn less than $54,000 a year, you don't make a repayment. But if you earn more than $54,000 a year, the government will take at least 4% of your income in repayment, and they'll keep taking that until all your debt is gone.
Ada 4 macam pinjaman yang tersedia lainnya, dan berikut ini penjelasan Andrew Norton tentang hal tersebut.
Then there's another scheme called Fee Help, and that applies to students who are in full fee places. And that's mostly postgraduate courses or courses in private higher education providers. SA Help is to pay for your student amenities fee. So each university charges about $300 for extra non-academic services. OS Help is if you want to do a semester overseas in a foreign university, OS Help pays for that. And Vet Fee Help is something that applies to diploma level courses in vocational education.
Pinjaman dana bantuan untuk mahasiswa atau HELP tidak dibatasi oleh usia, dan pinjaman HEX HELP dapat diminta oleh siswa selama hidup mereka jika diperlukan. Sementara itu, untuk Fee HELP ada batas utang maksimum sekitar $100,000. Semua pemegang izin tinggal permanen dan warga negara Australia dapat memohon untuk Commonwealth Supported Place atau CSP. Namun hanya siswa yang berkewarganegaraan Australia yang diperbolehkan untuk meminta pinjaman HELP. Andrew Norton mengatakan penduduk dengan izin tinggal permanen harus membayar biaya kuliah tergantung pada apa yang mereka pelajari.
If you did an education course or an arts course, it would cost about $6,000 a year, so $18,000 to $20,000 for a 3-year course. If you did computing or allied health or engineering, it would cost you about $9,000, so about $27,000 for a 3-year degree. And the most expensive courses are medicine, dentistry, law and business, and that's about $10,400 a year, so sort of $31,000, $32,000 for a 3-year degree or up to $60,000 for medicine.
Andrew Norton juga mengatakan calon mahasiswa kemanusiaan diperbolehkan untuk meminta pinjaman HELP, namun pemegang visa lainnya tidak diperbolehkan.
So, individual universities might offer some extra assistance, but generally it is quite difficult for people who are permanent residents but not citizens. It's a significant disadvantage to being just a permanent resident rather than a citizen.
Dalam situs panduan untuk mahasiswa, Government Study Assist, diperingatkan bahwa para mahasiswa harus memastikan mata pelajaran yang akan mereka buat sebelum hari sensus. Andrew Norton mengatakan hari sensus adalah hari permulaan dari utang para mahasiswa itu.
So usually it's a few weeks into term. Each university sets their own, but it's a few weeks into term. And really you've got those few weeks to decide whether or not you like the course. And if you leave the course before the census date, you'll have no debt and you don't have to pay at all.
Para mahasiswa juga menerima tunjangan untuk biaya kehidupan mereka sehari-harinya. Berikut ini penjelasan Andrew Norton.
Youth allowance applies for young people aged up to 24. Fairly complex eligibility, but generally people whose parents earn up to $150,000 can get at least some youth allowance, not necessarily the whole amount. And so that can be a valuable assistance to people who are seeking to go to higher education. Generally, most students also work, so it's a combination of your own income and youth allowance.
Pemerintah menentukan batas maksimum biaya kuliah, namun kebanyakan universitas menarik biaya yang sama.
In theory, universities can charge any price up to a legal maximum, but in practice, they all charge the legal maximum, so they're all the same. In a Commonwealth-supported place, effectively, you pay the same amount whichever university you attend.
Mahasiswa dapat membayar langsung sebagian atau semua utang mereka dan menerima potongan 10%. Namun potongan itu akan dihapuskan mulai 1 Januari 2017. Andrew Norton memprediksikan bahwa peraturan pinjaman itu akan dirubah lagi. Salah satu pergantian itu adalah bagi mahasiswa yang pindah ke luar negeri. Mulai tahun 2017, mereka harus membayar utang mereka.
That's one important change for a migrant who might return to their home country. The other potential change is that at the moment you don't have to repay unless you earn $54,000 a year. In the recent past, the government has suggested that should be lower, and so it's possible that in future that threshold for repaying will be a lower annual income than it is now.